Mishnah said Megabe min hachatzer. So means gather up the slivers of wood from the chatzer. The Gemara says in the Kutz of Bryce, it says Tan Rabbanan Megabe min hachatzer umali komash bechatzer. Muchun hu bavachal yasis siborin siborin. Reb Shimon matir. V'maykam afligi mar sover mechse. So the first day of the Tanakama says it's usur because we're afraid if you make siburin siburin, people are going to say you're gathering it for tomorrow. Be mechim yomtav l'chol. And Reb Shimon held it was okay because the keder is enough of a hecker. Because the Tanakama held the keder was not enough of a hecker. So. You see from the Gemara clearly assers because we're afraid he's going to be making yom tov l'chol. We know one of the malachas, 39 malachas, is ma'amir. And why is it that the Gemara didn't bring in at all ma'amir here, the malacha of ma'amir? We know the Ran writes here, Beferish, that the Rashba and the Ran say Beferish, the reason why there was no Isser of Ma'amir is because we had the Taisus earlier on Lamed Aleph and Aleph on the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Aleph said Mevin Eitzim in Asadim in Mechunis in Akarpev. So Taisus said in Akarpev in Afilim in Mechuzer Tema Ha'av in Ma'amir du Ha'av Malacha. So Yeshlom Rol Shaykh Imur Al B'Mokim Gedeilim Sham Kedemuchuch Perakla Godel. There is a Machlag is Rav and Abaye if you gather salt from a salt mine, are you chayv or not? So Abai says any more elevated gedule karka, and that's not gedule karka. Salt doesn't grow from the ground. And Rava said there's a din of ma'amir, even shalob gedule karka. So you see from Taisus seems to, first of all, combine the two concepts of gedule karka and makom gedulo, because the topic over there was talking about gedule karka. And here Tais talks about Malkum Gidulo. So you see Beferish that Tais says there's no problem of Ma'amir because it has to be Malkum Shegedilim Sham. It's interesting, I saw Akasha, the Simchas Yomtiv, the Gemara has in Shabbos, on Sadivavim and Aleph, the Mekoshish did a Malach on Shabbos. So the Gemara has 3 days what he did. Was he did Ma'amir, did he do Tolish, or was he Ma'av Arba Amos B'Shusarabim? So if it was in the midbar, so you need Makom Gedalim Sham. So I was thinking this the Shiloh and the Rishonim, maybe that's good for the Machlekes and the Shitas, whether you need Makom Shegedulim Sham. Taisus would hold like the other Shitas, either did Taylis or either did Arba Amos B'Shusarabim. Because if you acquire Makom Gedulim Sham, so obviously it wasn't the place where it grew. So maybe that was good for the Machlekes and the Shitas and Dafsadi Vovim and Alf, what exactly the Makoshish did. But if you learn like Taisvis on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, then it's very clear why the Gemara here brought in this notion of you're making me Shabbos, you're making me Yom Tov L'chol, not because of Ma'amir. And the reason being is because we hold like the Ri and it's Makom Gedulo. Here it's not Makom Gedulo, she'er not chayav mishum Ma'amir. So there was another Ron that we had. The Ron had earlier in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Daf Yariv. So the Ran said Beferish that if you do Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, we had this Ran, you're Matar Mishuma Amir. If it's Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, you're Matar Mishuma Amir. So therefore, Halacha L'maisa, if it's Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, it's Mutter. So it could very well be that the Svara of the Ran might be any Malacha that's done Letzorach Ochel Nefesh is only Asim Midr Rabbanon. But if you do it Letzorach Yamim Rabin, that's going to be Asim Midr Rabbanon, like Tzira, like Tchina, like Lakitis Peiris. So things of that sort that'll last halacha l'maisa for many, many days, so that's a problem. So maybe that's the pshat gufa in the Gemara. The Gemara says if you're osa siburin, then you're doing it for many days. If you're not osa siburin, then it's not going to be usur midrabanu mishuma amir because of that sheet of the Ran, halacha l'maisa. It could very well be that Taisus, though, earlier on Lamed Aleph, l'maisa gave this teretz of makom gedulo, and Taisus gave that teretz of makom gedulo. He himself, the Ra'ah over there, Rashi over there on Lamed Aleph, and I said it's out Asa Altsmuksa, And the Ra'ah says over there that it's a malacha of ma'amir, but it's mutter because it's done l'tzorach ocha nefesh. Taisus l'maisu, who asked this kasha, obviously he's not learning like the Ra'ah. Taisus l'maman aleph. The Ra'ah learns l'tzorach ocha nefesh. And it could be for a few reasons why it's not a problem of ma'amir. Ma'amir, taisus daf gimel, is before lisha, and therefore you don't have that heter. It also might not be classified as ochel nefesh, it might be called machshiri ochel nefesh. So you see the taisus l'maman aleph is not going with this mahalach that it's l'tzorach ochel nefesh halacha l'maisa. So it might very well be, there might be two different mahalachim how you'd get out of this problem of ma'amir. Either you'd say that it's a problem of makom gidulo, you don't have makom gidulo, or you'll just say that it's l'tzorach ochel nefesh and it's going to be mutter if you do it right away. If you do it tzibur, it's for l'tzorach kamim yamim rabim, and therefore it would be what? Therefore it would be a problem. And that's goofy what the Gemara is saying. So, Lamaisa, it's interesting. I heard many years ago from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal that Ma'amir is interesting malacha, because the truth of the matter is by Ma'amir you're not really creating anything. What you have by all the malachas is you're creating. So there's a shinui in the chefsa. That's why we all know that Tais is called Hotzah Malacha Grua, because there's no shinui in the chefsa at all. You're not making any change in the chefsa. You're just moving it from one place to the other. That's why the Rashbam says of Baba Basra that there's no din chetz yishir by Hotzah, because it's a malacha grua, and therefore it's either all or nothing. And the Chai Adam writes there's no din of Maisa Shabbos. So we have this notion of having to create something, and we don't have that when it comes to Hotzah. So it could very well be Ma'amir if you think about it, when you pile everything together, in essence, what type of shinui chefsa you're doing. So there is a marach or zarua that says in order to be chayiv ma'amir, you need an os hay. He says the marach or zarua in Simin Reish Yudalet says you have to tie it together. You have to tie it together. So if you tie it together, then maybe there's a shinui in the chefsa. But if you don't hold, you have to tie it together. Then what type of change are you making? So he wanted to suggest that it's an essential element in the sidur to pass. You can't make bread without gathering all the wheat together. And since you can't make bread until actually you gather all the wheat together, so then Lamaisa, that gives it its chashivas. Because it's a member of the Sidur to pass, that gives it its chashivas. And then Memela, Ma'amir, you're going to be chayiv for. That machleg is Ravin Abaye, whether you're chayiv the Geduli Kark or not. It seems from the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that by the salt, the Rambam writes, it's Kim Ma'amir. It's considered to be Nisim of the Rabbanan. So it seems like you need to have Geduli Kark to be over the city of Raisa. And if you don't have Geduli Kark, you're not over the city of Raisa. It's considered to be either you're paskining a machleg zabai and rabba, you change the gear, so it's not rabba, it's rabba. Or you say, I once saw one of the Gedolei Achronim said the ayin is emor, it's ayin of yalka gam as well. Not just eid zomim, but it also includes emor as well. And that would be the psak halacha as well. So it comes out that the Balatanya writes that it could be that there might be these two tracks in the Ramba. The Baal HaTanya has, very interestingly, he has a chiddush where he claims that the Gemara says in Sadi Beizim and Beizim Shabbos that if you take a pitchfork and you pitch out hay, the Gemara has a din of ma'amr, but you're putter because of shnayim shasu. But if one guy would do it, it'd be chayiv. And so Lamaisa, Rashi says on the spot there on Sadi Beizim and Beiz that there's a requirement of Ma'amr. That's the Av of Ma'amr. It's interesting. That's what he says Beferish. So it comes out that the Baal HaTanya wants to claim that there are two dinim in the Rambam. The Rambam will claim that if you're B'mokum Gidulo, Baal HaTanya is in Shin Mem Sif Tet Vav, that if you're B'mokum Gidulo, then all you need is a Sifa. You don't need to be kosher them, kasher them together. But if you're shalobo makim gidulo, the Rambam says you must put them all together, all peeped in. Because again, could very well be based on this notion, you not want to be able to create something. So if you're shalobo makim gidulo, so then there's a requirement to create something, so you need a kshira. But if you are b'makim gidulo, so it's enough to say at individual sheaves, I created enough to put it all together, and that's considered to be what? That's considered to be enough. So Rashi, the Ram would agree with that Rashi in Sadi Beis and Beis, that that's Ma'amir because that was Makam Gidulo, and therefore there's no need to what to Makasher them together, Al Pi Din. The truth is the Yushalmi argues on the Babdi and says you don't need Gidule Karka, you don't need Makam Gidulo at all. to be chayiv. Yushalmi is beferish. Yushalmi says in Yushalmi says beferish here that according to Yushalmi you don't need makom gidulo at all. Yushalmi says beferish. Perik zayin alocha beis mem chesim beis etapi arif. There's no requirement to have makom gidulo even on a level of the yoraisa. So there are makayrus that say you don't need necessarily makom gidulo al pidin. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes Beferish, Aruch HaShulchan writes Beferish, that in Siman Shin Mem Siv Gimel, that if you have, let's say, toast or breadcrumbs and you gather them together, that's no problem of Amr, because Nishtanim Bebriyosel, because the Chefs has been changed, so there's no din what there's no din of Ma'amr at all. And the Tezis Rid says in Masechah Shabbos, there's a din of Ein Imor Acher Imor as well, that once it was gathered together and was Nispashet, unless you do a real strong gathering together with the kshira, also we assume al pidin that it hasn't what it's already been done already. You can't be chayiv again, just like ein bishul achar bishul. Tosfos Rid has the din of ein imor achar imor as well al pidin. So these are the chidushim you have by the din of ma'amr. But the significance is because it's part of the sidur to pass. And if that's the case, that's why the gemara here on lamed gimel amud beis says beferish that. Says beferish you need to have tziburin in order for it to be a problem, and the toisan daf lamed aleph from an aleph is talking from makom gidulo al pidin. But like I said, you could go with a mahalach that the Ran brings up that ma'amr is considered to be part of what letzorech ochel nefesh is mutter, and the same chiluk that Rosh Hashanah Shlita always points out between industrial and kitchen oriented that would determine if you're doing it tziburin that's industrial, you're not doing it for kitchen. If you're not making piles, then you say it's kitchen oriented. You could what? You could come up with a kula of being ma'amr for the sake of ochel nefesh. That would be perhaps the heter al pidin for ma'amr. Okay. Also, one last nekuda about ma'amr I wanted to mention. It's interesting. The Minchas Chinuch has a suffik. If you do, the Eglei Tal has a suffik. If you do chetzi shir b'makom echad and chetzi shir b'makom acher, what's the din? There's a shear that's needed at Groger's for Imor. What if you do Imor on one makom, you do Imor on the other makom? Chetzi Groger's, what's the din in such a case? So it could very well be, maybe you could say a similar chiluk. It depends if it's makom gidulo or not, al pi din. So maybe it would be totally on these two dinim. If it's makom gidulo, so it would be a chayiv, halacha l'maaseh. If it's shloba makom gidulo, then it would not be chayiv. You'd have to, what, again, compensate to Mekasha and the Gufecha. But I think the four is maybe based on all that Rav Lichtenstein said, because Ma'amr is this unique type of Malachi where you're not really creating anything. If you're not really recreating anything, it's much like Tzad is similar to that as well, even though it's a Malachi. But because of that, you have to make up for it, and therefore, if you're Shalom B'Makom Gidulo, you're going to have to be Mekasher, and you're going to have to give it some significance. Okay, so that's the Mahalach I want to say out regarding the Malachi of Ma'amr. It's interesting that Tosfos says here in Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph on the top, the end of Tosfos Lamed Beis and Beis, Gemara has a comment where it says the Hilchasa. So Rashi says the Mask of Hilchasa points out that we're going like Reb Yehuda, we're not going like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon is no problem of the Muksa, and also he throws in, Rashi says, Dover Shin and Miskavin. And therefore, all these Amorim follow Reb Yehuda, and we paskin like Reb Shimon. That's what Rashi says. So Tosfos says here on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Tosfos Dur Maskel Milmata, from the Lamed Beis Beis, running out of Lamed Gimel Aleph, towards the end of the Tosfos, he quotes Rashi. And he says, Rav Yehuda, the Amir holds like Rav Yehuda, Osir's Muksa, Dover Shin Miskan, but we paskin like Rav Shimon. And he says, Dochiku. He says, I'm comfortable to say that all these dinim are not like Rav Shimon, because we paskin like Rav Shimon. So he writes as follows, Elanira Loimar, Dafilu Rav Shimon Moida, Davyahocha Osir. Even Rav Shimon is Moida that here it's Osir. The Amir Rav Shimon, Dover Shin Miskan is Mutter. So Rashi says beferish that this Gemara is not like Reb Shimon, because this is called the Dover Shin Miskavin is Mutter. So what does this mean? So what's the classic example of Darvish and Miskaven? Darvish and Miskaven is when you drag the bench and you make a hole. Right? It's 50-50 whether you're going to make a hole. So what exactly here is? You pile things up and you make an ohel. Now, an ohel is a halachic thing. It's not like a hole. You drag the bench and you make a hole. Ohel is halachic. You know, it's a halachic tent. It has a you're covering something. So, what pushed Rashi to say that this is this can't be like Reb Shimon? Rashi says Reb Shimon would say this is mutter. We paskin like Reb Shimon. Taisa says, what are you talking about? This is for sure what? This is for sure according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon would aser it. He doesn't say psik reisha. I would have said psik reisha, which you're going to get back to. But he says because the guy's mischavin. So I don't understand. According to Rashi, if you're mischavin also, you should say it's according to Reb Shimon. What's the machleik with Rashi Taisa, sir? Either you're mechavin or you're not mechavin. Taisa says you're mechavin, so therefore if you're mechavin, it's aser. Right? And Rashi says that you're not considered to be mechavin. So Darvish and Miskaven, it's mutter. So what's the machlokes here between Rashi and Taisus? So Rashi says, perhaps you could say like this. Again, the classic example of Darvish and Miskaven, you drag the bench, you make the hole. Here, what are you doing? Here, you pile things together, and is that considered to be halachically an ohel or not? That's not something b'mitzias that is considered to be something that I can say that's a hole. So Rashi will say b'feirish that this is considered to be halacha l'maisa. In other words, from today until tomorrow, you can say that you're mechavin to this. Tosfos says you're mechavin miskaven lasos mashu osa. But the bottom line is that's not in reality. It's a halachic reality, and according to Rashi, that still is registered under the rubric of a Darvish and Miskaven. And therefore, according to Rashi, a Darvish and Miskaven is going to be mutter. Because according to Rashi, when you're piling up these things together, physically, you're piling things up together. Okay, there might be a space, it might be an oho, but that's not considered, that's a halachic concept. It's not in reality something that's all, you dragged the bench, you made a hole. Therefore, that sticks to be considered still called a Darvish and Miskaven. Darvish and Miskaven is considered to be what? Darvish and Miskaven is considered to be mutter. And that's what Rashi says, that this sugi is Lefi Reb Yehuda, it's not Lefi Reb Shimon. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says that the guy is mechaven to make a ohel, and if he's mechaven to make what he makes, that's considered to be a problem, and it's considered to be us. Tosfos doesn't have a problem on Rashi, which we're going to mention now about secretion, but Tosfos says, even if it's a halachic concept that emerges, that's still called a davar hamachavein, and therefore that will be usher even according to Reb Shimon. So, lemaisa, what comes out is the machlekes Rashi Taisus here. When you do a pu'ula achas, and then you do a second, and then something else happens. If that something else happens is a halachic reality, not a physical reality, is that called davarshin miskaven or not? Rashi says yes, it's still called a davarshin miskaven. I don't care how much kavani you had. The bottom line is still called a Darvish and Miskaven. Where Taisa says, no, I'm sorry. Just like when you make a hole, if a halachic reality is you're making an hole, that's out of the rubric of Darvish and Miskaven. Reb Shimon is going to be masking for that. Okay? So this is what we want to suggest is gufa fundamental machlech Rashi Taisa here on what the getter of din here is in this sugya. Now, why is it, I was waiting for Taisa to say, why is this not a psikration? Tosfos goes from one extreme to the other, right? The way it comes out is Rashi still calls it categorizes it as a Darvish Miskaven. Tosfos says, no, it's not a Darvish Miskaven. It's a Darvish Miskaven. And therefore I can make the sugi even a Libet Reb Shimon. So why didn't Tosfos say, Taka, that it was a psikration? So it could be that maybe Tosfos is saying the following. Maybe Tosfos holds. Tosfos is a push to say that he wanted this, he wants this reality, and it wasn't enough for him to say Apsik Reisha. Why wasn't it enough for him to say Apsik Reisha? Because until you say that he wants it, and that it's Nichale, maybe Tosfos is of the opinion of the Aruch, this Tosis maybe is holding like the Aruch, even though Tosis and other places in Shas argue on the Aruch, maybe this Tosis is of the opinion that a psik reisha de lo nichale is taka mutter, not just lo nichale, but lo ichpasloi. And that's what pushed Tosis to say, I have to say the case is the guy wants it. The guy wants it, it takes it out of the rubric of Davar Shin Miskaven, and then even Rav Shimon will say that it's usher. And that's why Tosis was saying it's not enough for me to want, and not enough for me to say that it's a psik reisha, because the psik reisha here is really what is lo ich pislay. Until I establish the case, it's mechaven latzos aval hochem is kaven latzos mashu osa. Tosis goes out of his way to say that, because anything less than that is a case of what is a case of, you know, it's lo ich pislay is equal to lo nichalay. So this comes out that the sheet sateis is holding like the aruch. This is what we want to tighten it. Is the Mahalach. Now I want to break this down further. We all know that there is a machlokes between Tais and the Aruch and Ksubas and Davovo and Aleph and Dafai and Heim and Aleph and Shabbos as to whether a psik reisha lo nichle is mutter or not. The Aruch holds that it's mutter. There's two Mahalachim and Rishonim as to whether psik reisha lo nichle is mutter and Kolot Rakhulu is only mutter and Shabbos because of Malachis Mach Shabbos. There's two Mahalachim in the Aruch himself. In the dictionary, he doesn't quote the Gemara in Tzvachim. He doesn't quote the Gemara in Tzvachim. Mazal from Yain Agabi Ishim, but Tyson Ksubis does quote it. And the Aruch himself in the entry Savar doesn't mention the Gemara in Tzvachim. Mazal from Yain Agabi Ishim. It's mashma. It's only mutter and Shabbos and not kolot Torah kula. But the Aruch in the entry Psak does mention it. So it seems like he got different steers in the Aruch as to whether he himself held it was good b'kol Torah kula or not. Psik reisha lo nichale. It's interesting. Comes out to be a two days. But what is the machlekes as to whether you hold the psik reisha lo nichale is considered to be mutter or not? So Rabbi Chanan has a beautiful hesber in Ksubis as to how we view these two approaches. It's a Ksubis os yudches. In other words, as we described before, the fundamental difference between a Davar Shin Miskaven, and there's a balabas that is a big Talmid Chacham once told me he never stood the skewer, and I tell it to him all the time. The fundamental distinction between Davar Shin Miskaven and Malach Shein Shichla Gufa is exactly this, that a Davar Shin Miskaven has two stages. You drag the bench, and then a hole is made. Those are two stages. Malach Shein Shichla Gufa is you dig the hole, and your dirt comes out, and a hole is made. But it's all one action. It's all one pool. Whereas a Davar Shin Miskaven is two pools. So Rabbi Chanan says exactly this. He says, what does a psik reisha do? So a psik reisha could do as follows. Psik reisha makes a Davar Shin Miskaven either into having kavana on the first stage, but since it's inevitable, as if I have kavana on the second stage. Or you could say that a psik reisha fuses the two pulas into one pula, and therefore becomes like a melacha. If it's a psik reisha denichle, it becomes a melacha tzrich lekufa. It becomes a psik reisha de lo nichale, so then it's a melach shein sich legufa according to Tosin Ksubis, which is asur midrabanan. However, the Aruch held the first day, the first mahalach, that it's considered to be two pulas, and if it's inevitable, I have kavana. But when is it that I have kavana? I only have kavana, I can only say I have kavana in the first stage, I'll pidin have kavana in the second stage if it's nichale, I have to love it. If I'm lo nichle or even lo ichpasle, the way we want to say it now, according to the Shita, then lo ichpasle would be what? Would be mutter. Because the issue of lo ichpasle is really a steer in Rashi's, from Dafayin Heim and Alf and Shabbos to Kuf Gimel and Alf, as to whether lo ichpasle, which is in the middle, is that considered like nichle or not? So it happens to be a steer. But we want to suggest here that the lo ichpasle would be mutter, and that's what the Aruch is holding. Why? Because in order for you to say that I have kavan on the first stage, I'll pidin I have kavan on the second stage, that's only if I really want it. Therefore, lo nichale and lo ichpasle would be equivalent. I'll pidin. So that's the major machlekes as to whether you view a melach hashem tzrich legufa and a psik reisha lo nichale. Now, how do you forever that steer in Rashi? Could very well be that the Rashi on Kuf Gimel and Aleph, when he talks about Lichbasle being mutter over there, that's talking about Harisha, Ara de Chavre. And it could be there are some malachas, in fact, Rav Sarfati Shlita just told me he has, I don't know, 15, 11, there's some malachas in Shabbos that the kavan is part of the very fabric of the malacha. If you don't have the kavan, then it's not a malacha. So it could very well be when Rashi said lo ichpasle by harisha, that doesn't register the kavana needed for chayrish to be chayiv the malacha. So maybe only said it by chayrish. So that's our friend for the steer. But we're saying it lamaisa, not just by chayrish. We're saying our taisus is holding like the arach here. Psikreishal lo nichle is mutter. Psikreishal lo ichpasle is mutter. Not just by the malacha of chayrish, just by the malacha of binyan here. And therefore, it's considered to be mutter al pidin, because the lumdus thing is that the two different stages, psik resha says that the kavana in the first stage is if I have kavana in the second stage. But that's only if I'm nichale. If I'm lo nichale lisbon, it's not good enough. Taisus, who argues in the Aruch and Ksubis, who says that psik resha lo nichale is a blach shen shik legufa, the lumdus thing is that the psik resha fuses it together, and therefore fuses it together, becomes one psik resha lo nichale, and it's an issue of the rabbanon. Where else do you have this nafkemina, and these two approaches of how you view the psik resha? So it could be you have it in the following situation. You know, there is a famous machlokes about a suffix psik resha. If you have a suffix psik resha, is that considered to be a problem? I'll peep in. So the Taz writes in Orach Chaim Shin Tet Zayin Sif Gimel. He says, a suffix psik resha is mutter. What's the case? Can a person close a box, even though he's mesupik, whether there's a fly inside or not? So he says it's mutter. Now, if there's a fly inside, obviously, closing the box, you're going to be over tzad. And if it's not in there, then you're not doing anything wrong. So he paskin, the suffix psik resha is considered mutter. In fact, the Ramban, the Bir Halacha quotes in Shin Tet Zayin, Dimaskal, Lachen Yishli Yisar, that the Ramban holds the suffix psik resha is mutter, afilu al suffix lisha over. However, the Ramah in Yordaya in Simon Pei Zayin Sivov Paskins, it's also Lachtosa Eish Tachas Akadera, it's also a stoke flame under a pot, Shal Ovdi Kachovim, because there's a blee in the pot, if he's shame of Ashlin, Pem, Pomim, Basu Bacholov. Vamach the Tachas Kadera Shlem, Bolide Bishal, Basu Bacholov. So if you convey your comments on that Ramah, you see that's a subject secret, because you don't know whether it's in there or not. But if it is in there, it's also. So what's this machlokes, the Ramah, against the Taz and the Ramban, whether it's suffix psik resha is us or not? So it could very well be this is goof of the machlokes. They hold the Ramban and the Taz that we view it as shnei shlavim, and therefore the shlav rishon alpidin has kavan on the shlav sheni, but where there's a suffix, you can't say alpidin I have kavan on the shlav sheni, if I have a suffix whether it's there or not. Whereas according to the shita of the Ramban Rabbi Kiva Eger, we view that there's a fusion of the two meisim. And therefore, Lamai, I don't care whether there's a suffix. The fact that there's a fusion of the two Maisim and Maisim will make it Usser. And therefore, that's Gufa de Machlaikis. That's Gufa de Machlaikis you have here, Lamai, in the Taz and the Ramah. So I want to just show this Svara, though. This Svara of the fusion we just said came out in the Chumra. But we can also use this fusion Svara also to come out Lakula as well. Where do you have this Svara that it's a fusion, it's Lakula? And I want to stress again, our sugya is very unique based on what we're saying, is because this is a case of whether you'll put something that the second pula is a halachic reality, will you put that under the framework of Darshan Miskavin or not? Will you do that or not? And Taisus, that's Gufa de Machlokes we want to say between what? Between Rashi and Taisus. Because again, it's not like a whole. Making the whole is not like a whole. So we have this case here. We have this case here of the Rashba. The Rashba writes in Shabbos on Kuv Zayin Amar Aleph, Dirmaska Afanan. He has a Chiddush Nifla. He says the following. He says, when a person closes and locks his house, and there's a deer inside, if he locks the house for bitachon, for security, and not to capture the svi, it's mutter. So, you happen to have a deer inside your farm, and you close the fence, but you're closing for the sake of security, you're not closing for the sake of capturing the deer. So the Rashba writes it's mutter. So the Ran and Lamaches Malav Dapi Arifin Shabbos asks the psik resha. Who cares what your motive is? At the end of the day, the deer gets locked in. So the Ran argues on the Rashba as Mazmi Yushalmi in a different way. He says that after the Svi was captured, a person is not mechuyev to open up the door to let the Svi escape. It has nothing to do with what we're talking. Yushalmi is talking about, are you mechuyev to what? Are you mechuyev to open the door to let the Svi out? And Yushalmi was saying no. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But if you look in the Shulta Giburim there, and Oz Gimel there, the Shulta Giburim is Mazmi the Rashba like this. And he says, yes, when you do a psik resha, if you do a psik resha l'maisa, it's got to be always usher. If you do a davar heter with it, and you're mechavim l'dvar heter, then a halacha l'maisa, even in a situation where you're doing a psik resha, it's mutter. And the Shulta Geburim says, any maisa that's efshel lasso zulas psik resha, then even if you do it with the psik resha, it's mutter. That's exactly what the Rashba is saying. When you do psik resha, halacha l'maisa, a person closes it, b'metzias, halacha l'maisa, when you do the closing up, you can do it with it being there or not the there. So even when a person does it, halacha l'maisa, it's not considered psik resha, because it's dvar heter. So what's the lumdus? So the lumdus is exactly this. If you view psik resha as a fusion of both maisim, when a person can do a dvar heter b'metzias without doing the dvar iser, that's monea the fusion. That's monea the fusion. That's not called a psik resha. A person can close his house without the deer being there. So calls man that what? The person closes his house, halacha l'maisa, with the deer there. I don't care. That's not a psik resha. I was doing it for bitachon, for security. I can close up my house, close the fence without the deer being there. So that's monea the fusion of the shnei shlovin. The male, it's not a psik resha. And the truth of the matter is that Sefer HaKovetz in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, says by Melech HaShabbos, we learn out from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, there's one totsah. Where there's another totsah that's there, that's not dumi to Mishkan. The Meila, that's why it's going to be considered to be permissible, al pidin. So in other words, what we've brought out is that this far of the psikration, the fusion theory, Lemaisa is a, both a kula and a churman adiraisa level. The kula being this Rashba, and the chumra being this shita of the Ramah and the Rabbi Kiva Eger, that a suffix psik resha will be usher, because when you say it lakula, it means it stops the fusion from happening if there's something in there that's a dvar heter. However, the suffix psik resha, I can still say the fusion even if it's not a problem. So that's why we're saying that this notion of the fusion, lamais, you could say a psik resha de lo nichle, will in fact be what? Will in fact be usher, at least min the rabbanon, because the truth of the matter is the fusion happens. Whereas if you hold the mahalach of artisis in the aruch, the kavana on the shlav rishon al pidin, you only have kavana on the shlav shen if you proactively have nichle. Lo ich besle will not be enough, and lo ich besle will be equal to lo nichle. Yes, Tov.
This case here is two steps, the case of the oil. But the same as the case of the bench? Or this really?
Yeah, you view it like that.
Even with the halachic reality?
Yeah, you view it like that. You view it like that. That's why it's put under that whole framework of Darvish and Miskaven. That's the way we view it. We view it as two different stages, correct. But since it's a halachic reality, that's the Nakuda Rashi and Tyson we want to suggest arguing on. Okay, now, one last Nakuda I want to just get to. It's interesting because we mentioned in the first malach that Ma'amar was a unique malacha, that there's really no shinu in the chafsa, and Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal said the significance because it's part of Sidur to pass. So I had mentioned Tzad might be similar. So it's interesting, very, very interesting, that the Gaon points out in Shin Tet Tzad Maskei Yesh Makilin, he says, when you have two totsos, two results of a psik resha, one the isser, one the heter, he says, really it's a machlaikis in sugyas and shas. The Rashba really is a machlaikis in two sugyas and shas. The Gemara later on in Bay will get up to in Lamed Vav, says that psik resha, if you spread a covering over a beehive, even though a person is doing it to protect the honey so that it won't get destroyed because of the sun or the rain, but you are capturing the bees when you spread it over. So that's a psik resha. And that's a result you're trying to do it lahagana. So you see, it's a double result: one lahetta, one this, and it's usser. So it seems to be against the Rashba. But the sugi and Shabbos and Mem Gimel, Bamidal clearly does not call this case of psikreisha, and therefore it's mutter, and that's what the Rashba is holding. So the Rashba is chiddush. The Gaon says it's really machlekes between sugis and shas. But the Mekeves and Mishnah is a phenomenal chiddush. He wants the mitzamsim, the whole chiddush of the Rashba, to the malacha of tzad. Why? Because tzad, the whole getter of the malacha, is mevusas on the purpose of it. The Rambam writes, if you hunt with a hunting dog, he says, you chayv skewa. And the Rabban and the Sefer HaMitzvos ask, you didn't do anything wrong. So the pshat in the Rambam is the getter of the malacha of tzad is the totsah, that a person, you know, puts in, implements the whole process to capture a behemoth. Even though he doesn't do anything, he's chayv in the totsah. So the word is, if the nature of tzad is that it's totsah oriented, you have to put your whole kavana, you have to dedicate 100% into that totsah. And therefore, the maisa, if you have another kavana in there, that's leheter, it's not called tzad. So it comes out the chiddush of this Rashba would be limited only to tzad, and we're not based on a general mahalach we want to say in Hilchos Sikration. But it's limited to the halacha of tzad because of its uniqueness, just like as we said earlier, the Ma'amar also has. And the Avdenezer Norachayim Simikuf Tzadi Dalit limits the Rashba based on another svar based on the din of Grama. When a person closes the Hasla Bitokon, that's considered to be a Grama, that the Tzvi is captured and in Memela, it should be Mutter. The Gemara in Be'ah, when you spread over the sheet over the beehive, that's not Grama. You're doing it both in Yashir, and that's Sad Mamish. So when you basically capture, you close the house to capture the Tzvi, why is that not considered to be a groma? So he's masber, that's like a busis ledavar asa. When you touch a busis ledavar asa, like you're touching the muks itself. So when you close the door to get the Tzvi, that's like you're touching the Tzvi itself. That's not a groma. But in the case where you do it, lebitochen ba'alma, the Avdenezer says, that goes back to the din of groma, and again, that's why the Rashba says it's mutter. So, bein lefi the Merkavis HaMishnah, bein lefi the Avdenezer, you're going to limit the Rashba's chiddush. It would not be an example of what you hold in Hilchos Sikration, Kol HaTorah Kula. So you either limit it because of Tzav, like the Mekev's Mishnah, you limit it because of Grama, because of the Avdenezer. But the bottom line is that what emerges is that you have, a tremendous machloikis here between Rashi and Tosfos. Marsha's Masber, when he says what he meant by V'toichik, but Lamaisa, that's what I think maybe we could suggest is the machloikis here, Rashi and Tosfos, that when you have a halakhic reality, will that be? And that's why Tosfos kind of ignores going right to say. I was rating for him how many times he have in Shas. When he says like, no, the feel of Reb Shimon Moda Reb Shimon Aviv Psik Reisha. I was getting ready for it. The feel of Reb Shimon Moda, and then you don't have the line. You have the line that he has in Mechavin. So maybe that's the pshat we want to suggest, because it's a halachic reality. You have to mechavin to it, and when you're mechavin to it, so that puts it out of the whole category. And Rashi says, no, Rashi says not the way. Okay, we'll stop here.